Ronald Radosh is the co-author of The Rosenberg File. It has hit the defenders of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, executed for spying for the Russians, like a bombshell. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
I was an active person involved in trying to prove the Rosenbergs innocent. I'd grown up always believing they were innocent. Indeed, as a youngster, I was involved in the effort to save their lives at the time of the trial and execution. Certain stories came down to me indicating that there was more to it than I thought.
Because of the release of FBI documents under the Freedom of Information Act, Radosh found evidence that convinced him the Rosenbergs were indeed spies. Up until now, he says, there had been no books which approached the case even-handedly.
Books fall into two patterns. There are the group of books claiming the Rosenbergs were victims of a monstrous governmental frame-up and that they were completely innocent. And then there are the group of books claiming that the Rosenbergs were guilty.
Radosh began work on the Rosenberg File in 1978.
Originally, I had started with someone else who, for personal reasons, dropped out and was not interested in the project, was doing other things. And Joyce Milton went to Swarthmore. She knew Michael Meeropol, the son of the Rosenbergs, who was at Swarthmore College, and was a very fine writer.
Milton wrote the final drafts, but Radosh did the research and most of the interviews.
There is a smear campaign going on. The defenders of the Rosenbergs are claiming that we virtually made up the interviews and we didn't talk to people, and they're trying desperately to get retractions from people we did speak to, so they will now say they never gave us interviews, which is simply not true.
Guilty as they were, says Radosh, the Rosenbergs did not get a fair trial.
We think the execution, which was one of the horrible miscarriage of justice, was unwarranted and uncalled for, and that reflected Judge Irving Kaufman's great ideological presupposition in sentencing the Rosenbergs. That famous statement in court, he had said that he was sentencing them to death for causing the Korean War.
More with Ronald Radosh, co-author of The Rosenberg File, in my next report with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
We say they were spies, but that even spies have constitutional rights under the American legal system. And we feel they did not get a fair trial.
Ronald Radosh, co-author of The Rosenberg File. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
The Rosenbergs were working-class Jews from New York. They went to City College, but their skill was in engineering, and the Soviets quickly found that they had concrete knowledge and data and know-how scientifically that could be put to use for the Russians. They did this not for money, but for ideological reasons. Today, as we know from all the news stories, the Russians go to Silicon Country, and they try and buy the people with money and gifts.
Radosh says the FBI wanted to use the spy charges against Ethel Rosenberg as a lever against her husband, Julius.
It is clear that Ethel must have been in some way an accomplice, that she must have, given the family relationship. She must have known what was going on. But in terms of hard evidence to bring her into court for an indictment and a trial, the government had absolutely no evidence whatsoever, and they admitted that.
Despite their guilt, Radosh says the Rosenbergs would probably escape execution were their trial to be held today.
I suspect under today's legal system, with all the changes in the law that have taken place in the past 20 or 30 years, they might indeed get off.
What has been the reaction of the Rosenbergs' two sons to the Rosenberg File?
Very hostile, and perhaps understandably. I mean, I think it's a sad thing that their parents, who always proclaimed they were innocent, gave their children this ideological and emotional luggage to carry for the rest of their lives, to in effect have to live out their lives, to maintain, even against all the evidence available, that their parents were totally innocent.
Radosh says the Rosenbergs were a watershed case in U.S. history.
As long as there are a group of people committed to living out their lives, trying to vindicate these people and claim they're innocent, in a sense, their activity is going to produce the controversy that makes our book of even more interest.
Ronald Radosh, who with Joyce Milton is co-author of The Rosenberg File with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.